Does Hashem care about our money? Says the Gemara Menachos, and I involve him in Beis, in terms of certain types of, junkier types of wheats can be used for certain Menachos, says the Gemara, Torah Chas al Mamon Shal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mercy on the Mamon of the Jewish people. In other words, that Hashem cares about our money, and therefore we don't have to spend so much money on certain mitzvos, on certain items. Similarly, the Mishnah Negayim, based on a pasuk in this past week's parsha of Tazria Mitzora, says the Gemara, Ufinu es habayis, that the pasuk says, Ufinu es habayis, that before the Kohen comes and is metama the house, Hashem allows us to take out all the kelim from the house. And the Mishnah explains, according to Rameyer, the reason why we're doing this is because the Torah is chasa mamun shal Yisrael. God doesn't want these items, which have certain items, which like klicheres, which have no way to be metaher, and therefore, since they can't be tar in a mikvah, if they get tummy in a house, they're going to have to be destroyed. So Hashem says, take them out of the house, because Torah chasa mamon shal Yisrael. And in fact, in many other places in Shas, the Gemara uses this concept of Torah chasa mamon shal Yisrael. For example, in Yuma, when it talks about the gorolos that they had, the kilfi, the box that the gorolos were kept in, says the Gemara, it doesn't have to be made out of expensive material, because Torah Chasa Mamon Shal Yisrael. Same thing by Rosh Hashanah, the chatzotzros that they blew on a fast day was made out of silver and not gold, because Torah Chasa Mamon Shal Yisrael. And similarly, but in other places, the Gemara uses the same concept. Now, in Rashi, in all these places, points out that the reason for the source of Torah Chasa Mamon Shal Yisrael is the Mishnah Negayim. So the question is, why doesn't he bring the Gemara Menachos? The Gemara Menachos actually brought a different raya. The Gemara Menachos says it's from the pasuk of Hishkisa Seida Es Be'iram, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nace, and he made water come out of the rock, not only for the Jewish people, but even for their animals. So you see the fact that Hashem brought water for the animals, so the animals weren't destroyed, you would see that Hashem cares about the money of the Jewish people. So what's the main source? And why do we have two sources at all? So Veturei Eben asks this question, and a couple of answers are given. You know, the Be'udha says, well, you need the Mishnah Negayim to teach us that Hashem even cares about the money of an individual. By the Hishkisa Seida Es Be'iram, that was a national caring of Hashem cared about the Klal Yisrael's money. Here it teaches us that Hashem cared about even a single person's money. Problem is that the Torah Tumimah and Parashat Tetzaveh doesn't agree to this answer, because he seems to say that Hashem only cares about the money of an individual and not money of a rabbin. So other answers are given. The Chasam Sofer says that, well, maybe the Mishnah Negayim is only according to one man d'amar, is Dorish Taima Dekra, or you could say that the Mishnah Negayim is teaching you that even if it goes Kineged HaDin, in other words, normally that these kelim should become tamei, says the Mishnah, no, these kelim are not tamei because Torah Chasa Mamon Shal Yisrael. However, a final answer you could say, which is brought down in Mishtei Chemed, is that there's a difference. That the Mishnah Negayim is teaching you that even for Hefsid Muat, little kelim that are ruined, we say Torah Chasa Mamon Shal Yisrael, as opposed to Shkisa Seidav Es Be'iram, when the water was given to save all the cattle of Klal Yisrael, that was a very very, very hefsid maruba. That was a lot of money was going to be lost. So the chiddush is that even for hefsid muat, Hashem cares about our money. Now, how does this klal apply bizman hazeh? Is there any way you could Torah Chasa Mamon Shal Yisrael? Is it any halachic statement? So the Gemara in Chulin says it doesn't apply when it's keneged da'araisa. However, many Rishonim seem to say that it does apply by da'araisa. There's a Bach that says it does apply by da'araisa. And there's and the Maariv Tzchias brings down this Bach and says, well, when it comes to mitzvahs aseh, we do say Torah Chasa Mamon Shal Yisrael. In other words, we don't have to spend so much money on performing a positive commandment because Torah Chasa al Mamon Shal Yisrael. Halacha l'maisa, there are certain svarim like the Minchas Yitzchak in his Akdama that seems to say that a rabbi is paskening about if an item is kosher or treif and it's someone else's money. So what we say is Torah Chasa Mamon Shal Yisrael, that you should be lenient, follow the lenient opinion. Similarly, the Divrei Ben Yoyal, who says the same psak, and the Hillel Omer also in Rav Hillel Posek, he gives that psak also in a tshuva talking about people in Eretz Yisrael who are milking their cows on Shabbos, should you stop them? So he says, Torah Chasa Mamon Shal Yisrael, we're worried about the money, about what's going to happen to all this milk, etc. And since it's only Durabbanan, you can room to be Mekel.